Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, December 1st, 2019. Pastor John Melke. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
Grace and mercy and peace are all yours from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Last summer, Carla, my son Josiah, and I went to vacation and stopped over in Kentucky on our way over to Michigan. We went to Kentucky because we wanted to see the Ark encounter. I know some of you have been there already and some of you are planning to go in the future. It gave us a chance to see in person this great production, this great idea, what the Ark looked like at the time of Noah. It was a great sight. You can imagine the picture you saw from our text from Genesis chapter 6 and 7. 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, 45 feet tall, huge. It's quite impressive to see that structure built over there in Kentucky. Gave us an idea to see what it would look like for Noah and his family back in the day. The gospel reading for Matthew chapter 24, Jesus refers to the ark in the time of Noah, which is why I selected the text for today from Genesis chapter 6 and 7, a different reading than our normal reading for the day of first Sunday of Advent. I chose it because we see that in this text from Noah's story of the ark and the story of Jesus in Genesis or Matthew chapter 24, we see how life was unexpected. Just as in the day of Noah, so in the day of Jesus, so in the day today, life is unexpected. We don't expect the Lord's coming. We don't know when it's coming, but we know it's coming soon. We just don't know what day that'll come. They did not expect that the Lord was going to send a worldwide flood to wipe out the nation, the people of the earth, probably billions of people who lived at the time of Noah. And yet we find in this text to remain faithful. Remain faithful because God is serious about his judgments and God is gracious with his promises. As you well know, it was right up to the Adam and Eve's fall into sin in the Garden of Eden that tainted this world. And ever since then, we have seen a stain-filled, sinful world in which we still live in today. God did not have to look very far to see the troubles that were going on in the time of Noah either. He didn't have to look very far to see that people maybe seemed to look like they were living a good life, that maybe they were acting like they were being good people. But God says in Genesis chapter 6, every inclination of their hearts was only evil all the time. God was disgusted by what he saw, and he said he's going to send a worldwide flood to destroy the earth. And yet he was going to show his grace by saving Noah and his family, as we well know, and of course, two of every kind of animal and species. God is serious about his warnings. One of our seminary professors, Pastor T, you probably remember Professor Jeske telling us that it's not just automobiles that can be recalled by their maker, so can human beings. God is serious about his warnings. And that day for total recall is coming. We don't know when that day will come, but Jesus says he promises, and he keeps that promise, that one day he will come when his Father sends him to judge the living and the dead. His promise is guaranteed. As we look at the story of Noah's Ark being built, you have to ask yourself, how could Noah have handled all this by himself? Of course, he had his sons that I'm sure assisted him as well, but think about it. Think about the struggle he had to take for 120 years for this ark to be built. And of course, you also know that he had to gather food to save him, for food for his family and food for the animals. You wonder what kind of insults Noah must have faced. I mean, they saw him gathering the wood, chopping the wood down in the fields, bringing the wood to his ark location, pounding the hammer and nails together, putting that pitch to make sure that the ark was sealed from make it seaworthy. All that took hard work and labor. He must have been insulted time and time again for the 120 years that it took to build that ark. They must have said, we commend you for all this hard labor, but what are you trying to do? What are you trying to put together here? An ark? A boat? A seaworthy ship on dry land? Are you crazy? Right. That's exactly what Noah was doing. Because God is serious about his warnings. Like the people in Noah's day, I would assume you have family, friends, classmates, co-workers who wonder about the time you spend here in church. And then they look at what you spend in the offering plate, given in the offering plate the last 5 years. Have you ever wondered what they must be thinking about you? Have they wondered maybe the last 5 years you take that total income you gave to the Lord and your gift offering to the church, what you could have used that for? You could have bought a new car? A down payment for a condo in Arizona? Good time to be in Arizona right about now. What about all those things you could have done with that gift the Lord gave you and you gave it back to the church? Someone would say, that's foolish. It's not worthy for you to do those things. But why did you do those things? You did that because you know that we have a mission. We have a mission to carry out. That mission is bold. The mission is to carry out the gospel in word and sacrament. And that mission is not just for you as an individual Christian here at this congregation. This mission is for you to carry out with your family, just like Noah provided for his family in that boat. So you carry for your family, your spiritual family, and all those who live in this community. They may hear the good news that Jesus is our Savior from sin. Yes, God is serious about his warnings. God reminds us that Judgment Day is coming. Judgment Day is coming, and God's going to keep that promise to destroy all mankind and judge the living and the dead. Now, I'm sure when Noah built that ark, as in the process of building the ark, I'm sure he got started right away. I mean, he didn't know if he had much time to do it, I suppose. He had 120 years to do it, but I'm sure that Noah had gotten to it right away. And as he's probably wondering, well, maybe I could take a day off here, maybe take a day off there, I think he probably all he had to do is think about this. All I need to do is think about what's happening right there. As I go to that hardware store to pick up some more nails for the ark, as I go take my wife out for the favorite restaurant that she likes to eat at, as I take my kids out to the movies because they have the best popcorn, Noah's thinking that movie theater, that restaurant, and that hardware store is going to be destroyed by a flood one day. I can't rest. I need to take care of these things now because the Lord is coming with a worldwide flood. He's going to destroy the world as we know it. Noah was prepared because God is serious about his warnings. That doesn't mean that we want to build an ark here. This is not our ark. It doesn't mean that we hold ourselves up in the church and stay put here, or to go to our house basements and gather food and stay ourselves there. We have a mission to do. Remember what the Bible says in the New Testament? There's five references, by the way, five references to the ark and the flood in the New Testament. And one of those references tells us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Noah's mission was not just to take care of himself. Noah's mission was not just to care for his family. Noah was a preacher of righteousness. He had a job to do, a spiritual job to do, to share that message of his coming judgment, to warn the people, to prepare them, because God is serious about his judgments. But we also find out that God is gracious with his promises. Trusting in God's promise goes a long way. Trusting in God's promise means that we are going to keep our promises that we make to our spouse, our child, our grandchild, our boss. But it's not easy to keep those promises and be faithful to our people that are around us, is it? But God is faithful with his promises. He promises to be gracious with his promises. There's a Hallmark card which reads, "I can't promise you forever, but I can promise you today." I'm not going to buy that Hallmark card. What I want to buy is what God says in his words to the prophet Isaiah. "Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." God is faithful. God showed his faithfulness by sending his son Jesus. And let me tell you about this for a minute. God is gracious with his promise to remain faithful. He showed that promise to be faithful through the gift of his son. His son, our Savior Jesus, came down from heaven. Conceived in a virgin birth we're about to celebrate later this month. And during his entire 33 years of living on this planet, Jesus never once broke one of God's commandments. He never had a sinful thought, an evil word, a bad mouth spoken against anyone or anything. This Lord Jesus, who came as a human being, as the Son of God, was willing to be attacked by the devil himself, but never gave in one single moment, one single time. This Savior Jesus was willing to hear from false teachers who tried to get him to slip up, but he never once slipped up. This same Jesus was willing to put up with those followers of his who did not want him to go the way to the cross. But he put up with them and never once gave in to their wishes. But that's not all. This Savior God, who remains faithful, not only lived a perfect life in our place, but he went to the cross to die for our sins. That means what happened to happen. Go back to the Garden of Gethsemane. There he is, in inner anguish, showing his emotions, that he's willing to accept his Heavenly Father's perfect will to be the sacrifice to take care of the sins of all those who have died before us, all the sins of the world for the billions of people who died at the flood before that and up to this day. This Savior was willing to sacrifice himself on a cross, which meant what? Not only did he have to suffer that anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane, he had to be attacked and beaten. He had to be ridiculed by the cruel Roman soldiers. He had to be whipped, his back scourged time and time again. He had to have a crown of thorns crushed in his head and bleeding. The same Jesus was willing to suffer that kind of payment because he was the sacrifice for the sins of the world. That's the guarantee that God gives us. But not, that's not all. The same bleeding and dying Jesus Christ lay in a tomb, a new tomb cut out for him. But he didn't remain dead. He rose victoriously from the grave, triumphant from the grave, with an alive body, still alive today, guaranteeing us that our sins are completely forgiven, that Jesus is indeed our Savior. He's faithful to this promise to keep us safe and secure in his arms. This is the loving Savior that we have, who remains faithful and gives us the trust to remain faithful to him. So Judgment Day is coming. We don't know when it's coming. It's coming soon. The day is coming, and Jesus is faithful. Noah was faithful. The Lord wants us to remain faithful. So I want you to do this. I want you to remain faithful because God is gracious with his promises. God is gracious with his promise to you. He comes to you in word and sacrament, and he lifts up your faith. He builds you up so you have the desire to share your love with Jesus for those who are in your family of friends, those who are your co-workers, those who are in your community. The Lord Jesus has a goal for us to share that message of Jesus because the day is coming when it'll be too late. Too late. We want them to be prepared now because the time is coming soon. So like a locomotive that is attached to the back of the train to push it up over the hill, to get over the hilltops, to give it that power, rely on Jesus' power. Rely on the Holy Spirit's power to help you remain faithful because God is gracious with his promises. He will remain faithful to you. He remains faithful to us because God is great and is trustworthy forever. God is faithful. He keeps his promises. He is gracious with his promises. The day is coming. Come, Lord Jesus, come soon. Amen.